So why did Kennedy pay money to cyberstalk her friend on the internet?
What happened?
Okay, so I'm friends with this person mm-hmm. on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we talk back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
And we started talking and they were like, well, why don't we meet up and like have a beer? Because yeah. I live by you and let's do that.
Okay.
So then I realized.
Was this like a date situation or just a meetup? Just kind of hang out. Yeah, friendly hangout.
And so at this point, I realized I don't know this person's name.
Oh, that is the worst.
And they're one of those people that doesn't put pictures or their names on their Twitter page. Right.
So you've had messages back and forth on Twitter. Do you have like text? Do you have phone number or anything? Or just.
Okay, so at this point, I realize I honestly don't know this person's name and I feel so bad about this and I'm not gonna ask this person.
Of course not.
So I say, do the next best thing. Hey, you know what? I don't have your phone number. I'm gonna text you mine. You let me know back that it's you.
So now there's a person that you don't know who they are, you don't know their name, and you have just given them your phone number too.
Like I said.
Was this from Craigslist?
No, I know them. I know the person. I've met them. I just don't remember their name.
You've actually met this person in real life before, too.
Yes, that's what makes the whole thing so stupid. So then I do the thing where you send the phone number. We've all done this. Yep, you send the phone number and hope they say, hey, it's so-and-so. Yeah.
Right.
And then you know.
They didn't do that.
So I sent... Can I finish? So they sent them over. So I sent them the phone number.
Yes.
And they send me back, oh, I already had you in my phone number. Isn't that weird?
Oh, of course you did.
No.
So not helpful. Still don't know their name.
So this is where you text back, hey, I want to make sure I have your name spelled properly in my phone.
No.
How do you spell it?
No, and it's a good thing I didn't.
That's a trap because like, say it's Jen. It's like, how are you going to misspell Jen?
Exactly.
Well, then you text back, no, I meant your last name.
And what if it's Smith?
Still
Well,
work.
I didn't know it.
Smith with a Y, maybe.
Okay, no. So at this point, I realize I'm never going to know. I did the deepest, darkest dive through the internet that I could possibly do.
Wait, what?
And then realized that the only way I was going to do this is to pay one of those sites that lets you put in the phone number.
Oh, my God.
No. So first I did the first one. It's $9.99. And it comes back with a person of the opposite sex name. So I know it's not them.
Okay.
So then I had to go to a different site, pay another $9.99. And I finally found them.
Yes.
You paid two different stalker websites to find out the name of a person.
Here's a way you could have done this.
If you say just ask, it's not gonna work for me.
Hold on, I have Katie.
You read my mind.
I have Katie from Waltham who did a deep cyber stalk on somebody, Kennedy. But it was not like an innocuous thing. This is like the real deal. Go ahead, tell us the story, Katie.
It was my boyfriend that I had stalked because he moved in with me and I didn't feel like he was being truthful, but ended up telling me that he owned the house that he was living in and we were trying to decide if we wanted to live together. So he decided to move in with me and then told me that the house was gone, sold. But when I actually cyber-stalked him, I found out that the house was owned by somebody else and it was in foreclosure.
Oh,
and
wow.
Real nice. So he lived with me, but didn't end up paying me anything for quite a while, mm-hmm. I'd say the whole time. But he also had a whole bunch of cars that he said he owned, including the one that he was driving, but he didn't own that either. So
wait, so how long after you found this all out, like how long between the time you moved in and when you cyberstalked him?
It was probably 8 months.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And once you found out, did you kick him right out?
It took me about 6 months to get him out.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
It's tough to get rid of a tenant.
It was actually really hard. Like, I'm more of an empath, and he's a narcissist, and it was just a bad combination. It was just a series of lies that ended up coming out, and I used Truth Finder to kind of find out the truth.
That's crazy. Wow. Truth Finder. All right, people, you've learned something new today on the show. Truth Finder.
$30 a month, and you can actually find out about anything, including neighbors, their friends, what they own, everything.
She spills that tea piping hot.
Everything is public knowledge out there. So for $30, you can find out. And so when I start dating again, eventually, they're going to get the Truth Finder.
Wow. Maybe take the holidays off.
Right. Well, thanks for calling in.
The holidays off.
We appreciate you sharing the story. Have a good day, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We also got another text message, Kennedy, said, yeah. I just did the same thing this weekend to check out a guy I've been on a couple of dates with. Check out the app called Stud or Dud.
Yeah, I've seen all of that for boyfriends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This was
just
this
friends.
Was something totally different. I just needed to know their name.
It's a shame you didn't have a friend with you. You could have been like, Annie, introduce yourself.
Oh, I am queen of that move. Are you kidding? I invented that move.
So what is her name?
I didn't say it was her.
Oh.
Bum, bum, bum.
And I'm not going to tell you. The whole... What?
Gary.
I'm hoping this person doesn't listen. So you know what I'm saying.
Too late.
Oh, just got a text message, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.